Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
I have a funny feeling you're going to talk about the Good Food Guide.
Yes, well, it came out last week, and what I thought was really interesting is that they've included that Best Drinks List prize. This has never happened before, and they're sort of putting it down to the, you know, this new small new bar licences, liquor licences that came in last year in July. This whole sort of new cocktail culture seems to have sprung up. But it's not just cocktails that have been added to the list, it's also teas.
What?
And tisanes. Even at the top restaurant Key down there at Circular Quay, a lot of customers are asking sommelier Amanda Yallop for tea to accompany various dishes. Now, of course, you know, a lot of these are Asian visitors, and they prefer to have a tea to go with various dishes through the meal, or maybe even a cocktail, to wine. So this is becoming quite a new trend. I think that some of the actual wine bars are a bit cross about it because they're really just serving wines. But now people are demanding extra drinks like cocktails and these teas. And look, this ties in very interestingly with a restaurant I went to last week in Chatswood. It's a restaurant called Papa Rich. It's a Malaysian restaurant. Now, they don't serve alcohol there because they honour the Islamic culture in Malaysia. But their list of drinks available is really fascinating, none of which, as I said, are alcoholic. And Po Ling Yeo, you know, she was the runner-up in the first MasterChef series.
Oh, yes, Po,
yes. The lovely-looking Malaysian woman, Po.
Yes.
She's become the ambassador for Papa Rich. And one of her jobs is to say which drink she reckons goes best with which dish at Papa Rich. And she's going to bring out a whole list next year. Papa Rich is going to publicise it. But at this stage, she's suggesting that with one of their noodle soup, their prawn mead, that you have a tropical lime drink. That's an ice-blended lychee and lime slushy with vanilla ice cream on top.
Wow.
Apparently the soup pairs really well because it's a refreshing and sweet drink that it goes with. And then the very popular nasi lemak, which is a national Malaysian dish, she says, try it with the Papa Charm. Now, this is a very popular drink. This is iced coffee mixed with milk tea. Isn't that
extraordinary? Goodness me.
And the roti canai, which I love, it's that wonderful bread that the Malaysians make, she suggests having it with the traditional Malaysian pulled tea. That's a strongly brewed tea mixed with condensed milk. And I actually saw the fellow making it there that night. It's spectacular because they pour it from a really, you know, great height, like about right over their heads and over their backs. They pour this tea into the glass. It's extraordinary. And I could also watch the one of the men making the roti canai, which was fabulous because he flings it around and it goes up in the air and he gets it really, really fine. So there's a bit of theatre there at the restaurant. Anyway, Papa Rich is a franchise. This one is in Chatswood. I know that they've opened one recently over in Perth. And they've got a few in Sydney. They've got one out at Parramatta and they've got one at Broadway as well. So terrific Malaysian street-style food. I would highly recommend the rendang. I thought that was fabulous. And also the char kway tau, which is the recipe I have for you today. That's sort of like a really sticky rice noodle dish with prawns through it and fish cakes. And an egg is put into it towards the end and then it's mixed with bean sprouts and chives and lots of soy sauce and chilli paste. Really delicious.
And that's on your website?
Yeah, that's the recipe for today on SheridanRogers.com.au.
Good to talk to you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.